Hey, Smutters.
Yo, 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 what's up?
That was exciting.
I know. I told you I was ready.
Speaking of exciting
tonight, we got a good story, guys.
Well, next week is our 100th episode.
Whoop,
whoop. Whoop, whoop. I'm so excited about this.
It better be good.
It's going to be wonderful.
It better be amazing.
It is. It's going to be edge of your seats, nail biting, amazing.
Ooh.
Ooh. But until then, we're just going to do one of our regular stories tonight.
One of our regular ones?
Yes.
What kind of story are we doing tonight?
Well.
Because you won't tell me, and you've tricked me and stopped writing notes.
Actually, we get into that, I have a confession about Oscar. My new pet peeves that I was telling you about tonight. So, I have realized that I'm a very grumpy person.
Yeah.
Like, super grumpy. So, I went to pick up food tonight, and I was sitting in their little special pickup spot, and this car pulls up next to me, and I got pissed. I like looked at her and I was like, what is your problem? Because she had to pick up food too. And
see, that goes along with you making fun of me that time. A long time ago, I had gotten some film developed. Yes, guys, I'm that old. I got film developed. And you'd seen that picture of this weird looking car. And you're like, why'd you take a picture of that? I said, because it parked beside me. And you're like, God, you're so stupid. You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, you did that. So now, look what's happening.
Yes. Like I was telling you earlier, even at work, like, the parking lot is huge. And I found the one tree that has shade in the summertime. So that is my parking spot. I park there all the time. And this lady parked next to me. And there were parking spaces everywhere. So I set my alarm off on my car so she'd go away. And I like watched until she drove away and then stopped the alarm. But it's so bad. I'm just like, do not park next to me. But I think a lot of it is because I have a new car and I'm so scared because it's got that little ding on the other side where somebody has hit it, where they opened their door, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has just made me so mad that I'm like, just park one over or something, you know? I don't know. But I just get aggravated at that stuff now. So, anyway, that's enough of my rant and my confession. I was having a tough time trying to figure out a story. And I've had a lot of people come and tell me how much they love when we do cryptids. So I was like, okay, cool. We'll do a cryptid this weekend. And I got to looking at all these cryptids, and there were some, and I was like, you know, there's not a lot of them because, hey, they're cryptids, and they're hard to get real stories on. Well, then a friend of mine, she drove to New Jersey this weekend to visit her family. So it hit me. The Jersey Devil.
The huh?
The Jersey Devil.
Is it like a sandwich shop on the boardwalk?
Kind of. It is actually... Oh, I've started saying actually a lot again, Oscar. Haven't I? I used to do that a lot.
You're like Oscar from The Office.
Not everything goes with The Office.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, as I said, tonight we're going to talk about New Jersey's oldest folklore and famous cryptid, the Jersey Devil. Belief in the Jersey Devil is quite real and based on records and concrete occurrences. Reliable people, including police, government officials, businessmen, and many others whose so integrity is beyond question, have witnessed the devil's activities. To this day, people traveling down to the Garden State Parkway or the Atlantic City Expressway report sightings of something or tell stories of strange occurrences. Many
what kind of occurrences?
Jersey Devil occurrences.
Ooh.
Many continue to believe the legendary being is still around, so disturbing the region, and will continue to do so for generations to come. Oh my goodness. So, what we're going to do first is we're going to go over how the legend came around. Like, why? How did we get the Jersey Devil?
Well, Jersey's kind of devilish.
Is it?
Well, we got Jersey Shore.
GTL.
And the Snooki came from there.
The Snooki Monster.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Tan Laundry, though, lived by that, right?
Cabs here.
People from New Jersey hate us right now. From
you remember that South Park episode where they invaded South Park?
Yes.
New Jersey people? It's just a Jersey thing.
It's a Jersey thing. You garbage.
You
garbage. All right. We're sorry, New Jersey. We love you.
I really do want to go to that, like, boardwalk area.
Jersey Shore?
Yeah, the Jersey Shore. Sorry.
Is that not what it's called?
Yeah, I guess so.
The Jersey Shore?
I guess so. Weirdo, I just said that.
And what is it? Get some cheesesteak. Is that what it is?
No, that's Philly.
That's why it's called Philly cheesesteak. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Loser.
Such a loser. I'm so mad at myself now.
You should be shot.
I know. So, legend has it that in 1735, a Pines resident known as Mother Leeds found herself pregnant for the 13th time.
Cabs here.
I'm sure she was saying that when she found out. I've got 12 kids. One more's on the way. I'm gone. Leeds is the name of one of New Jersey's earliest settlers. And many descendants of the Leeds family can still be found throughout New Jersey to this day.
DTF.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Mother Leeds was not living a very wealthy lifestyle by any means. They didn't have a lot of money at all. Her husband was a drunkard who made very few efforts to provide for his wife and his 12 children. I kind of feel like if they didn't have 12 children, though, things would have been okay. Maybe stop at one or two. But that's fine.
Maybe they were Mormons and they don't believe in birth control.
Do Mormons not believe in birth control?
I don't believe so. Because I had a former baseball coach / dentist who did not believe in birth control and they had 21 kids.
What the hell did you just say?
Mm-hmm.
21 kids. Mm-hmm. Why would they do that?
They were previous marriages, then they got together, and then they had like 14 or 15. Like, she was pregnant repeatedly, like, worn out after another.
She was worn out. Oh my gosh.
Imagine so.
God. That's like that movie.
He basically had his own baseball team.
That's what he was up to. Yes. Oh my Lord.
But every one of them was super smart and excelled in school, was good in sports. And I think they all worked at Chick-fil-A, too, when they were, like, teenagers.
Seriously?
Well, they give college scholarships if you're employed at Chick-fil-A.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so Chick-fil-A is, like, a really good place to work, from what I understand.
Okay.
But anyways, yes. Sorry, go ahead.
21 kids?
Mm-hmm. It could have been more afterwards. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. We have 3, and I'm just, ugh. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, they didn't have a lot of money. He drank a lot, which I can't blame him for that. With that many kids, I'd be drunk every day, too. Reaching a point of absolute exasperation upon learning that she was about to have her 13th child, she just raised her hands to the heavens and proclaimed, "Let this one be a devil. Just let it be a devil."
Wow.
She was done. But I'm going to stop right there because there are different stories to this, okay? Since this was in the 1700s, it's easy that things can get misconstrued a little bit. So let me read you the other versions also. They're not very long. Belief in the Jersey Devil. Oh, wait, I just read that wrong part. Another story tells of a young Leeds Point girl who had fallen in love with a British soldier. The British had come to the region because the iron furnaces of Batstow were supplying the privateers. In 1778, the British engaged the Americans at the Battle of Chestnut Neck, and the townsfolk opposed the match, calling her liaison and act of treason. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
They cursed the girl, and according to legend, when she later gave birth to a child, it became known as the Leeds Devil. Now, there's another variation. It tells of a young woman who encounters a passing gypsy begging for food. She was very frightened and did not give the gypsy food, so in turn, the gypsy cursed her for her refusal. Years later, in 1850, the curse was forgotten, and when the girl gave birth to her first child, a male, he became a devil and fled to the woods. So, I kind of like this one, though, that, you know, she just had a shit ton of kids, and she was done and just decided this one should be a devil. So, Mother Leeds went into labor a few months later. It was on a very stormy night. No longer mindful of the curse she had uttered previously regarding her unborn child. It kind of sounds like she was having a bad day and she was mad at her husband and she was like, you know what, I hope he's just a devil when he's born. It sounds kind of like that. Her children and her husband huddled together in one room of their Leeds Point home while the local midwives gathered to deliver the baby in another. By all accounts, the birth went routinely and the 13th Leeds child was a pretty normal baby boy. Within minutes, however, Mother Leeds' unholy wish of months before began to come to fruition. The baby started to change and metamorphosed right before her eyes. Within moments, it transformed from a beautiful newborn baby into a hideous creature unlike anything the world had ever seen. The wailing infant began growing at an incredibly fast rate. It sprouted horns from the top of its head, and talon-like claws tore through the tips of its fingers. Leathery, bat-like wings unfurled from its back, and hair and feathers sprouted all over the child's body. Its eyes began glowing bright red as they grew larger in the monster's gnarled and snarling face. The creature savagely attacked its own mother, killing her, then turned its attention to the rest of the horrified onlookers who witnessed its tempestuous transformation. It flew at them, clawing and biting, voicing unearthly shrieks the entire time. It tore the midwives limb from limb, maiming some and killing others. The monster then knocked down the door to the next room where its own father and siblings cowered in fear and attacked them all, killing as many as it could. Those who survived to tell the tale then watched in horror as the rotten beast sprinted to the chimney and flew up it, destroying it on the way and leaving a pile of rubble. The creature then made good its escape into the darkness and desolation of the Pine Barrens, where it has lived ever since. To this day, the creature, known varyingly as the Leeds Devil and the Jersey Devil, claims the pines as its own and terrorizes any who are unfortunate enough to encounter it. Now, I think these days they're lovingly calling the Jersey Devil JD. And their hockey team, their mascot is the Jersey Devil.
Oh, that's right.
Fun facts.
Yeah. Cabs here.
Cabs here. All right.
DTF.
You garbage. In 18th and 19th century, God, New Jersey's going to hate us. In the 18th and 19th centuries, the Jersey Devil was spotted sporadically throughout the Pine Barrens region. frightening local residents and any of those brave enough to traverse the vast undeveloped expanse of New Jersey's southern reaches. Unearthly wails were often reported emanating from the dark forests and swampy bogs, and the slaughter of domesticated animals would invariably be attributed to the Phantom of the Pines. Over the years, the legend of the Leeds Devil grew, occasionally even overstepping the boundaries of its rural Pine Barrens haunt to terrorize local towns and cities. The most famous of these incidents occurred during the week of January 16th through the 23rd of 1909. Early in the week, reports started emerging from all across the Delaware Valley that strange attacks were being found in the snow. The mysterious footprints went over and under fences, through fields and backyards, and across the rooftops of houses. They were even reported in the large cities of Camden and Philadelphia. Panic immediately began to spread, and possessed formed in more than one town. Did I read that right? Fear and intrigue grew even greater when it was reported and bloodhounds refused to follow the unidentified creature's trail in Hamilton. Schools closed or suffered low attendance throughout lower New Jersey and in Philadelphia. Mills in the Pine Barrens were forced to close when workers refused to leave their homes and travel through the woods to get to their jobs. Eyewitnesses spotted the beast in Camden and in Bristol, Pennsylvania, and in both cities, police fired on it but did not manage to bring it down. A few days later, it reappeared in Camden, attacking a late-night meeting of a social club and then flying away. Earlier that day, it had appeared in Haddon Heights, terrorizing a trolley car full of passengers before flying away. Witnesses claimed that it looked like a large flying kangaroo. Another trolley car full of people saw it in Burlington when it scurried across the tracks in front of their car. In West Collingswood, it appeared on the roof of a house and was described as an ostrich-like creature. Firemen turned their hose upon it, but it attacked them and then flew away. The entire week, people reported that their livestock, particularly their chickens, were being slaughtered. This was most widespread in the towns of Bridgeton and Millville. The marauding misanthropy reappeared later in the week in Camden, where a local woman found the beast attempting to eat her dog. She hit it with a broomstick and it flew away. While there has not since been another week to match the frequency and intensity of the January 1909 rampage, numerous sightings of the Jersey Devil have continued to be reported to this day. The tale of the devil has spread beyond the Pine Barrens and has been embraced by all of New Jersey, even to the point where it has been largely commercialized. The devil is portrayed in toys, on t-shirts, and is even subject of its own feature film. And as I said, the devil has lent his name to the New Jersey's NHL hockey team. There are still many, however, who believe that the New Jersey devil is a very real, very dangerous creature. There has been a constant stream of reports over the years of devil encounters. Most often, people report finding strange, unidentifiable tracks in the sandy soil, in desolate areas of the Pine Barrens. Some reports claim that they are the footprints of a strange bird. Others say that they closely resemble hoof prints. Although whatever it is, walks on just two legs. There have even been a substantial amount of reports that describe the tracks as being cloven, a well-sighted description of the feet/hooves of a more famous devil, Satan. While less frequent, there are still occasional reports of people who see more than just tracks and manage to catch a glimpse of old JD himself. He is most commonly described as having the body of a kangaroo, the head of a dog, the face of a horse, large leathery wings, antlers similar to those of a deer, a forked reptilian tail, and intimidating claws. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
While some Jerseyans embrace their devil as nothing more than a quaint figment of our collective imagination, a source of unification and pride, and a unique and important piece of New Jersey folk culture, others see it as a very real creature and a threat to their safety. Still, others who have sworn they did not believe in the existence of the New Jersey devil have had their minds changed after spending just one moonlit night in the Pine Barrens. There, where a ghostly mist drifts across the cedar swamps and the unearthly cry of some unseen creature can be heard, piercing the stillness of the dark forest, few disbelievers can be found. Whether it's deep in the Pine Barrens or deep in our collective unconscious, one thing is certain, the devil still lurks in New Jersey, and most likely always will. So that's the story of the Jersey Devil.
I want a Jersey Devil t-shirt.
I do too, right? That's one very that cool.
Cabsia.
Cabsia. You garbage. So I found actually a lot of stories, and I'm going to go over some of them.
Go over them, girl.
We've got quite a bit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to... That's the wrong one. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Napoleon Bonaparte's brother Joseph was the king of Spain. But he lost a war against the English during the Peninsula War, and he had to step down from his throne. So, where does a former king go to live out the rest of his days?
Kingsland.
No. Oh. New Jersey.
The Jersey Shore.
The Jersey Shore. Of course, he actually moved to New York City and spent time in Philadelphia before he built a huge mansion in Bordentown, New Jersey, because it was located in between both of the cities. The mansion was very similar to a country estate in France with manicured gardens and lavish parties. It was so big it had its own lake and a winding road that went through the forest. When he moved to New Jersey, he heard about the legend of the Jersey Devil. In the winter, he was left all alone in his country house, and he decided to go hunting in the woods on his property. He saw very strange tracks in the snow that were unlike any animal he had ever seen before. They looked like hooves, but there were only 2 feet instead of 4. When he turned around, he saw a huge creature with a horse's head and wings. It screeched and flew over his head. He told the story to everyone he knew, swearing that it truly was the Jersey Devil. Dun, dun, dun.
I picture a devil on 2 legs with an eye patch and a, I don't know, something else.
I like the eye patch, but since you are picturing something, I have pictures that people have taken.
Ooh.
Yes. I'm going to post those on Instagram at Supernatural Smut Podcast.
Smutter.
Smutter. And you will be able to see what these look like. Actually, I'm going to show you one right now so we can see what you think.
Ruh-roh, raggy.
There's one of them.
It's like donkey.
It does look like donkey. Oh my god, it looks like Donkey and Dragon's babies from really Shrek. Does. Oh my god. And also, there's this one. The video is hilarious of this one. I will post these, y'all. It does. Oh my. I'm finding a picture of Donkey and Dragon's babies and posting it next to that.
That's because exactly what it looked like.
That's truly what it looks like.
Captia.
Okay.
Take that damn thing out of here.
Yes, it's garbage. back in...
That's worse than all the Bigfoot pictures combined. Right?
Like, it's not even grainy. It's just awful.
Yeah, it looks like a donkey with wings.
Back in the 1800s...
Okay. I know what I'm thinking of.
What?
I know what I'm thinking of.
What are you thinking of?
Of the Jersey Devil, like, the picture that I'm thinking.
What?
American Dad, Stan's dad when he becomes Krampus.
You're 100% right.
That's what I'm thinking.
We're going to post that picture too.
Okay.
Okay. Krampus.
Yep.
Okay. Back in the 1800s, people who lived in the middle of the Pine Barrens were given the nickname Pine Rats. Because the garbage. They were often...
Jersey is going to come burn our house down.
We're going to die. They were often...
I like people from Jersey, though.
Listen, my friend that is from Jersey is the absolute bestest. I just love her so much. They were often living in huts and cabins in the middle of nowhere, scavenging for supplies whenever they could find it. And today they're called pineys, or like everywhere else in the country, just plain out rednecks. I guess we're garbage too.
Yeah. I'm proud to be a redneck though.
I'm sorry I keep coughing. I'm still getting over being sick, y'all.
She's doing drugs.
So many drugs. The most. The woods were filled with moonshiners, criminals on the lam, runaway slaves, and men who deserted the draft. Basically, everyone was hiding in the wilderness from something. And it was even more of a reason to give them a rude nickname. Most pine rats were superstitious and told a lot of spooky campfire stories about local legends, especially during the 1800s. So it was very rare for residents to go out into the woods after dark for fear of the Jersey Devil. Sounds kind of like the Rougarou. In an issue of the Atlantic Monthly, a woman named Hannah Butler, who was labeled to be a pine rat, was drinking a strong apple cider that was known as some Jersey Lightning. So, she lost her fear at night and started walking in the forest. Sure enough, the one time she decided to go out, she heard the blood-curdling screams that became famous for the Jersey Devil. She came face to face with the Jersey Devil and described it as having black fur and hooves. It looked like a horse or a goat, but it only stood on two legs and had large, leathery wings. Mm. Oh, so you a girl dragon, huh?
You girl dragon.
You a girl dragon. Okay. Between the years of 1840 to 1844, farmers reported hearing an otherworldly scream and screeching noise. Now, I looked to see if I could find any kind of recording on the scream. And while I was looking, I heard a man talking. I think it was like a radio show. And he was like, it sounds like if you lay a cat down and step on its neck real hard, that's what it sounds like. And
who the
I was like, right? I was like, oh my God, who are you and where do you live? But yeah, that's what he said. And I was like, that is terrible. So, where was it? The screeching noise. And when they went outside, the screeching noise.
You were like, the squeaking noise.
Oh. And when they went outside the next morning, their sheep were either slaughtered or completely missing. It would seem to be more logical if wolves, dogs, or coyotes attacked these sheep. But the farmers apparently thought that there was no logical explanation for these killings unless it was the Jersey Devil.
Had to be.
Yeah, of course it was. A posse of men gathered to kill the beast that was eating all of the livestock. But guess what? They never found the beast. Stories like this are not too uncommon in American folklore with stories about mysterious creatures, from werewolves to aliens. It is more likely that it was a wild animal who was hungry, or even another human being. However, at a time when meat was precious, taking care of livestock was a very serious matter, and it was important for these men to make sure they kept their animals safe. Otherwise, the village would not have any meat available to eat. So, now, just like P.T. Barnum's Museum of Curiosities and Ripley's Believe It or Not in Atlantic City, the Arch Museum in Philadelphia specialized in displaying hoaxes. It spread posters around the town claiming they had captured the Jersey Devil and that it was on display at their museum. They actually took a curiosity they once called the Australian Vampire, which was a taxidermy abomination. It was really the body of a kangaroo with wings attached, and they... Yeah. Keep in mind, this is in the 1800s.
Okay.
And they just rebranded it the Jersey Devil. At that time, many Americans had never seen kangaroos, so they were fooled. In the posters around Philadelphia, they announced that they caught the beast after a long struggle. The tickets were only a dime, but there were enough customers that helped keep the business afloat for a few weeks. The museum did end up going bankrupt, and soon enough, people were tired of the beast, so they shut its door. Do you want to see their poster?
Sure.
There it is.
Hmm. Chupacabra.
Okay. In 1909, members of the Navy were running drills at the Hanover Mill Works in the New Jersey Pine Barrens. A Navy commander named Stephen Decatur claimed that they were practicing shooting cannons when they spotted the Jersey Devil in the distance. They claimed they even shot the creature with a cannonball. According to witnesses, they saw the cannonball come in direct contact with the Jersey Devil. But it was still alive. When this story got out, people had no choice to believe it must be true because it was coming from Navy officials. The public went into a deep state of panic, and over 1,000 people contacted the police claiming they saw the Jersey Devil. School was canceled in the towns surrounding the Pine Barrens. In 1927, a cab driver got a flat tire in the middle of the night in Salem City, New Jersey. Years before Electric Street Light, the street would have been extremely dark, and the woods of the Pine Barrens were surrounding him. He got out of the car to change the tire, but the terrifying creature emerged from the woods and tried to attack him, screeching and screaming. The driver got back in the car, but the Jersey Devil was pounding on the roof of the car as if it was trying to get inside. It does sound like a scene from a horror movie, and it's difficult to imagine what kind of animal would attack someone unprovoked. It could have been a large owl, but they usually try to hunt prey, not cars. The taxi driver reported the incident to the police, claiming that he saw the Jersey Devil, and nothing ever came from it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, in southern New Jersey, Green Tree Road is a very long street that runs through several towns. A woman named Mary Ritzer Christensen was leaving the town of Blackwood and headed towards Glassboro when she spotted a creature crossing the street in her rearview mirror. The animal was roughly 25 feet away from the back of her car. It had the head of a horse, and woolly haunches like a goat, but it stood upright like a man and had a set of leathery wings. Most likely, she slammed her foot on the acceleration and got out of Dodge. While this area has a lot of woods surrounding it, Green Tree Road does not actually run through the Pine Barrens, but based on its description, it sounds exactly like what the Jersey Devil is supposed to look like. For people who believe in the existence of the Jersey Devil, they think that the creature was born in the Pine Barrens, but that it has the ability to fly to other parts of New Jersey. Christensen probably told everyone she knew about the creature she spotted that night, and this story ended up being published in Weird New Jersey magazine. Now, I got a lot of our story tonight from the Weird New Jersey website. So, they are all about the Jersey Devil. Like, they, you know, that's their thing. So, you know, as I would be too, you know, if we had something like that. You know, I don't think we really have anything in... We have a Chattanooga Choo Choo.
It's just a train.
Just a train. Sorry. Okay. The Wharton State Forest is smack dab in the middle of the Pine Barrens. It contains the Batstow Village, which has been intact since the 1700s.
Oh, hey. Cab's here.
In 1980, the chief forest ranger named Alan McFarlane was called out to a South Jersey farm near Wharton State Forest. The entire pack of the farmer's pigs had been brutally slaughtered in the middle of the night. The back of each pig's head had been eaten as if something perched on their backs and ate their brains. Their backs were scratched, but whatever killed the pigs left the rest of the body alone and moved on to the next animal in the pack. This type of attack is not normal behavior for many of the local animals. In all of his years of experience, Chief McFarlane had never seen anything like it. The sight was horrifying, to say the least. The mystery has never been solved. But locals believe that the only possible explanation to this case is...
The Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil must have done it. Okay. Riding dirt bikes and ATVs is a popular hobby in New Jersey, especially around the Pine Barrens. A group of young men from the...
So is the Jersey Devil spotted all over New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was born in the Pine Barrens, and I think it likes to call home the Pine Barrens, but it's been seen all over New Jersey. So they're riding their bike, they're riding their bikes through the dirt trails in the 1980s. One day, their bikes suddenly stalled out all at the same time. At that moment, they heard a scream coming from the distance that did not sound human, and it was unlike any creature they could identify. The men dropped their dirt bikes and began to run away. However, nothing was chasing them. Several men in the group were so scared they decided to go home, and as soon as their bikes were working again. A few of the men were brave enough to handle it, so they decided to stay behind. Unfortunately for them, they continued to hear the screaming and the screeching for the rest of the night. The Pine Barrens is popular for people who ride motorcycles because the roads are long and straight, and it's rare to see any police officers who will pull you over for speeding. Biker bars are located every so many miles, so the men stopped in one of the biker bars to get a drink on their way home. They told the bartender the story, and he matter-of-factly said it was the Jersey Devil, and that those kinds of sounds are heard all the time around there. Now, I read that story on another site, and it said that the bartender also took the boys out back and showed him his garbage can, and the garbage can had been clawed to pieces by something. So, I just had to add that. So, in 1993, moving on up, a forest ranger named John Irwin was inspecting the Mullica River, which runs through the New Jersey Pine Barrens. He was driving when he had to stop his car because there was a huge animal in the middle of the road. He described it as having thick, black, matted fur, but it also had horns, like the devil. It stood over 6 feet tall. Irwin and the Jersey Devil stared at each other for several minutes. This was years before people carried smartphones, so there would be no way for John Irwin to capture any evidence. He did not dare to move his car, afraid that it would attack him. after staring at one another, the creature went back into the forest. Assuming that Irwin was telling the truth, there are black bears in New Jersey. So it's possible that this was the creature he saw, because when they stand up, they can be over 6 feet tall. However, as a forest ranger, he should be able to tell what a bear is. And there is no other creature that would possibly match the description. Fran Coppola, the owner of the Smithfield Inn, walked outside one night to put the restaurant's trash into the bins behind the inn. She looked up and saw the shadow of a winged creature looming over her. She felt very calm, and instead of running away, she continued to stare. For whatever reason, she felt that the Jersey Devil was guarding the Smithfield Inn and protecting it like a guardian angel, rather than trying to attack the patrons. Fran Coppola fully admits that she is a true believer in the Jersey Devil and that she had been thinking about the legend that same day before she saw the shadow. It's very possible that this could have been a figment of Coppola's imagination, but she swears it's true, and even went on record in a documentary about the Jersey Devil. Visitors to the Smithfield Inn will also hear about the folklore as well. In a documentary about the Jersey Devil in Smithfield from the 1990s, a man named Harry Leeds said, "I see this heavy creature looking at me. It was hard to identify at nighttime, but the most distinguishing factor of that encounter was the piercing red eyes." Leeds claims to be a descendant of the original Leeds family, including the famous Mother Leeds. It is interesting that a descendant of the Leeds would be willing to perpetuate this story, because the story of the Jersey Devil was concocted to make their family look bad. It is true that the Leeds family had 12 children, and they were one of the earliest settlers in southern New Jersey. The family was so large, there is an entire town called Leeds Point that is named after them. So, let's see here. I don't want to skip anything. Okay. Route 9 is one of the major roads that runs alongside the Pine Barrens, and people use it all the time to go down to the Jersey Shore. I said the Jersey Shore.
I know.
Aren't you excited?
You're looking at me funny every time I say, "Cab's here!"
One of the many sightings included in the Weird New Jersey book was a story from someone going by the name Sonny Z. I wonder if he's friends with Pauly D.
Pauly D is cool as shit.
Oh, he's awesome. Okay. He wrote...
He's always DTF.
Oh my God.
He is. That's all you ever talked about.
Okay. Let's see. He wrote that it was around 10 p.m. at night, and Sonny was driving through the town of Bayville. Two cars driving ahead of him had to suddenly slam on their brakes when a disgusting creature emerged from the woods. He described it as being hairless with strange short ears and hoofed feet. He also said it towered over the road, standing nearly 10 feet tall.
Like a donkey. No, I'm just kidding.
He said that it looked like every classic drawing of the Jersey Devil that he had always seen, and that it galloped at high speeds across the highway. Of course, many people told Sonny that this was just a deer, but he insists that he had seen plenty of deer driving at night before, and this was absolutely no animal he had ever seen before. Moving right along to 2015.
No deer, huh?
No deer. Deer are scary.
Yeah, they are.
Oh my gosh. Assholes. Hate those things. In 2015, people claimed that they thought they saw the Jersey Devil along Route 9 in Egg Harbor Township near a golf course. The witness, David Black, thought that there was a llama standing inside of its fence along the roadway.
Could have been an alpaca instead.
I don't know. Until it suddenly whipped out gigantic wings and started flying away.
Unicorn.
Oh, I don't know.
My horn appears to...
David Black grabbed his cell phone and tried to capture a video of the creature. The video clip is very short in what appears to be the Jersey Devil flying across the screen. A black silhouette against a colorful sunset. There is a still photo of the same creature that is also attributed to David Black, and it kind of looks like a horned goat with wings that was thrown like a football. However, the clip also went on the internet close to Halloween, which is why many people believe that David Black is trying to prank the internet. He told NJ.com, "I swear it's not Photoshop or a staged thing. People have said it's fake, but it's not. I'm honestly just looking for an explanation for what I saw. However, no one else has ever come forward to say that they have seen a similar creature at the same time." Now, I watched this video, and he does seem sincere, and it's of the picture that I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... you can look it up, but as I said, he does seem very sincere, but, you know, a lot of people can seem sincere too. So, you know, just take that with a grain of salt, but it's worth giving it a watch. Now, I have one more short story that I found.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. Let's see here. It was only about 10 o'clock at night, and I was slowly drifting off to sleep when I heard what sounded like horse hooves outside my window.
Horse hooves?
Yes. I rationalized it to be the horse farm from down the road, but then I realized the horse farm was 3 or 4 miles away, and I wouldn't be hearing the hooves very clear. I was instantly seized with fear, though I couldn't figure out why. I wanted to look out the window to look at the wooden deck just outside to see what it was, but I was nearly too scared to look. Eventually, I peeked out and I saw a large creature standing on my deck. It had bat-like wings and a pronounced snout, two horns sprouting from its head, and it had two smaller claws on its upper body with horse-like lower legs. It looked at me for a moment before beating its wings and flying away. I did not sleep at all that night. Now, I read that one, and I read it because there are comments. And somebody commented, "As a lifelong Jersey resident, this scares the hell out of me. I have a friend who was driving on the parkway alone late at night and heard a really loud scraping sound along the side of his car. When he got home, he examined the side to find 4 claw marks along the side of the car. I'm pretty sure it was the really dark stretch of the parkway that falls between exit 40, the Jersey Devil area, and exit 63. And then the person replied, "It's worse knowing my subconscious knew something was terribly wrong before I realized what was happening." So, that is everything I have on the Jersey Devil. And a lot of parts in the story kind of remind me of Mothman.
Yeah, I was going to say that earlier.
Yeah, like it truly does. And... where was Mothman? It's Point Pleasant, Indiana.
Point Pleasant something.
I think it's Indiana. And then it also reminded me of Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe it's a mix. Well, no, that came out before all the others.
Yeah, like, so, I don't know. The Jersey Devil, though, this one really gets my attention. Do you think there's such thing as a Jersey Devil? I want to know what you think.
Not from those pictures I saw.
But, like, from the stories and stuff, because I get the story, you know, it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Sporadic on how it was made, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
If that's the word I'm looking for. But the sightings for hundreds of years, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there might be something to it.
You are not a believer.
No.
Not at all. Okay, as always, I will totally believe in the Jersey Devil. I think it's a very cool story. Now, I think that we should go stay at the Smithville Inn and listen to that lady's story. But there is also, before we end this,
cat's here.
Also that. Do y'all hear those sirens? Oh my gosh. So
that's New Jersey coming after us.
They are. They're after us now. On May 5th and 6th, they actually have a Jersey Devil Fable Festival. So they do 2 days of Jersey Devil in New Jersey. How cool is that?
Very cool.
That's what we need to do, is go to all of these cool festivals. That would be so fun.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, I'm going to say I believe those people saw something. I believe, you know, they all described the wings. They all described the hooves. You know, the body may be a little bit different. But, you know, I'm sure they second-guessed themselves. I would if I saw something like that. And, you know, all of them saying the hooves, it definitely was not bird feet or anything like that that they saw. And it's very consistent from all those years and all those people. I feel like they saw something. It may not necessarily be a Jersey Devil, but it is definitely something that you do not normally see. So, yeah, I can get behind the Jersey Devil. I kind of like it. I like that one. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, now I want to order a Jersey Devil t-shirt.
Get it, girl.
Get it.
What can the backup say, Cabs here?
We can, oh my gosh. Let's get the hockey jersey. And then on the back where you
DTF.
Can get. GTL. Oh my gosh.
DTF.
DTF. Yours is going to say smash. But yes, I'm definitely getting a Jersey Devil shirt. So that is our story tonight.
And we're sticking to it.
We're sticking to it. Jersey, please do not hate us. We were having fun. We love you guys. I love the cryptid y'all have. The story is amazing, and y'all have a lot of history going on there. And I can't wait to come down there for the Jersey Devil Festival.
Right.
Right. So, with that being said, y'all get ready for next week, because it is going to be crazy. I know what we're going to do. So, we're going to mix a little bit of true crime with supernatural. So, a little bit of something for everybody. I love the true crime.
I like True Detective when Alexandra Daddario was in it.
That's such a good show.
She was a good show.
Both of her shows. But yes, y'all have a great week. Layer up, because this weather is insane.
It's like the Powerball. Lottery numbers.
Make good choices and drink lots of water. And we will see you next Sunday for our 100th episode.
Bye, Cabs here.
You garbage.